This is Ozarks at Large. On Wednesday morning, Dave Brubeck, one of the great American musicians, died. He was practically 92 years old. He would have been 92 the next day. Robert Ginsberg, who is the host of Shades of Jazz, which you can hear Friday nights and Saturday nights beginning at 10 on KUAF, is with me. It's hard to overstate Dave Brubeck's effect on American jazz over the last 50-plus years.
Absolutely true. And, you know, in no small way, Kyle, that impact was magnified by the fact that he did these college tours. And if you look at the vehicle for getting jazz out in the world these days, at least in this country, it's college radio.
Mm-hmm.
So that in itself, if had it not been for Dave Brubeck and the series of college recordings and tours that he did, the whole face of jazz could be different. That's just on a kind of a logistical level. Musically also, he was one of the very first integrated bands. He led an extraordinary life.
Was performing up right almost until the end.
Absolutely, right up until the end, yes.
He played in Fayetteville Walton Arts Center a few years ago.
Yes, and I was really honored and fortunate to have booked both of those concerts. The first one was the fifth season of the Walton Arts Center, and that was the first time I met Dave, picked him up at the airport, actually got to spend some time with him. His personality was absolutely a mirror of his music. It was joyous and exuberant, very giving guy. I'll never forget the first time I met him. I was driving him to the hotel, and I had some obscure Brazilian artist on the CD, and I quickly turned it down on the cassette player, actually. But here's this monumental artist, and he said, "Turn that up. Who is that?" I mean, he was totally inquisitive. He wanted to know all about what is this music I'm hearing, and so he was just that kind of guy. I have one other Brubeck anecdote that I'd love to share. He was at the Walton Arts Center about 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. That was the last time, and it was right before his 86th birthday, somewhere in there. I had had a catastrophic accident a few months earlier and broken my ankle, and I had this wire mechanism wired to my leg, and I was on crutches about to do the curtain speech. I was backstage with Dave, and we were talking, and he asked me what I had done. And we're both on the sidelines, and I'm waiting for the cue to go out and do the curtain speech. And I get the cue, and Dave turns to me, and he says, "Break a leg." So he had a great sense of humor. And just I also remember this, Kyle. That year, that concert, backstage, he had had a problem. He was taking one of his vitamins, and he had choked on it. And I had this image because he's about the same age as my mother. And he was a frail man, very slight build. And, you know, he looked like this elderly man that was just kind of holding it together. The moment he got behind the piano, Kyle,
a whole different story.
There was as if this aura began to glow and burn around him, and his back straightened out, and his energy just was. There's just no way to describe it. Anybody who saw him knows what I'm talking about. There's no doubt that music sustained this man.
You can't talk about Dave Brubeck without talking about the CD, well, the album when it came out, Time Out. Revolutionized so many different things, including who listened to jazz. This became a mainstream contemporary hit, and it's been the introduction for generations since.
Absolutely, absolutely, Kyle. And what's interesting about it is, in some ways, it was groundbreaking. He was playing with time signatures. Mm-hmm. He wasn't doing the typical three, like waltzes and you know 4/4 time. He was doing 5/8 and 8/9 and. You know, and people responded to it. It was kind of a bridge between what everyone was used to and something really exciting and new. And Dave Brubeck was also the first jazz musician, to my knowledge, that was on the cover of Time magazine.
Yeah, it's hard to explain how popular he was once this came out.
Also, the band, it's worth mentioning that there's iconic characters that were spawned from this band, including of course, Paul Desmond, who had this unique saxophone sound, and Joe Morello, who was one of the iconic drummers of all time. So, yeah, he will be missed, but luckily he has hundreds and hundreds of recordings, and he's really a part of our culture now. Dave Brubeck will live on, undoubtedly.
And his son still performs.
Several of his sons. Yeah. Darius, which I think Darius may be his oldest son, and they've appeared here in Fayetteville on several occasions as well. So
now you have shows this weekend, Saturday and Sunday night at 10. I imagine we'll be hearing some Brubeck.
Absolutely. Saturday night from 10 till 1 o'clock is the new Saturday edition of Shades of Jazz. I got my hands on an extraordinary four-hour interview interlaced with obscure pieces of Dave Brubeck's music that no one has ever heard. It was done by a guy named Fred Hall, who was a
legend in his own right.
Yes, he was. A West Coast radio man who got started in the 40s when he was in the Navy and created his own show, Swing Time. This show has interviews with hundreds of jazz icons. He did a four-part interview with Dave Brubeck where he sits down with Dave and Dave's wife, Iola, and with Dave's manager, Russell Gloyd, and they talk about the music, and he plays excerpts and entire pieces. And I'm going to air that over the next 4 weeks on the Saturday edition of Shades of Jazz. For the next four Saturdays from 10 o'clock till 11 o'clock, you'll be able to hear that. I thought about doing a tribute myself, and I'm certainly going to play some of Dave's music, but it would be hard to outdo this interview music sequence done by Fred Hall. So
that'll be the next four Saturday nights beginning at 10.
Exactly.
And, of course, Shades of Jazz every Friday night and Saturday night beginning at 10.
That's it.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Kyle.